centre. With a fantastic range of independent shops, there's everything you want at your fingertips. Market Harborough Town Centre. Support your local shops.
Serving South Leicestershire and North Northamptonshire. Proud to be local.
Proud to be local.
This is HFM News.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, a Pakistani man's been found guilty of plotting to blow up a shopping centre in Manchester. A court in the US heard it was part of a plan which would also have targeted the New York City subway. A jury decided Abid Nazir played a key role in the Al-Qaeda plot. Detective Superintendent Mark Smith from Greater Manchester Police says it's been a long investigation.
Can I remind us that these are complicated, protracted investigations, but you've got to put the time and effort into it. And, you know, at the end of the day, people's safety and taking the steps off the streets is worth it.
Some breaking news tonight, and David Cameron's reportedly issued an ultimatum to broadcasters over TV debates. According to the Daily Telegraph, he'll only take part in one contest featuring at least seven party leaders more than a month before the election. That would rule out a head-to-head with Ed Miliband. Police investigating the death of teenager Becky Watts have charged her stepbrother with her murder. 28-year-old Nathan Matthews is due to appear in court tomorrow. His girlfriend has also been charged with intending to pervert the course of justice. Family and friends have been paying their respects to 16-year-old Becky today. Nicola Lace, programme director at her college, says she was a popular girl.
She was a very shy girl, but you know, she did put her best into her studies with us. Very well liked, lots of very upset people here today.
Three men have been arrested over an alleged cold calling scam to raise money for extremists travelling to Syria. Police say fraudsters have been deliberately targeting the vulnerable. And Chelsea have maintained their 5-point lead at the top of the Premier League. They held off a challenge from West Ham to win 1-0 at Upton Park. Jose Mourinho's side needed that result because second-placed Manchester City kept pace with a 2-0 victory over bottom-of-the-table Leicester, while Arsenal won 2-1 at QPR. And Celtic suffered their first Scottish Premiership defeat of 2015. Losing 1-0 to St Johnstone. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
My computer seems to have stopped. Hold on a second, we'll try that again.
On air,
online,
and on your tablet and mobile.
It's your station.
102.3
HFM.
HFM weather with Forest Gate Vauxhall, where the brand new Corsa is available from just £149 a month.
I told them not to install Mr. Babbage from Family Fortunes. I said it'd never work. Anyway, looking at the weather, clear spells tonight, but there could be some more cloud towards dawn. Frosty in places overnight, and the outlook for tomorrow. Let's have a look at that. Nothing on here, so we won't worry about the weather tomorrow.
The weather with Forest Gate Vauxhall in Market Harborough, Corby and Kettering. Ask about the brand new Corsa from just £149 per month. Conditions apply. Loving life in Harborough. Loving life in Harborough. Darren Hart on HFM.
Thank you.
ever get a box of 78s?
Yes.
Doesn't matter where it's from,
no,
what era.
No.
There'll always be a copy of that.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, doesn't mean to say, though, it's actually not a bad record.
It's not a bad record at all, actually.
Do you know, it's, I like it. Mm. And we really, 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 rarely play those records, so I thought...
Tonight?
Yeah, tonight we'll just play a few of them, in with the rare stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously, that, I mean, that must have sold millions of copies, so people must have liked it. And, and we don't play it, so I thought we would just
we'll do it
play
tonight.
A few common ones today, yeah. In with the rare stuff. So that's what we'll do.
Yeah, it's Greg and Darren with the Shellac Collective Wireless Show for March. March, how's
that
goodness, happened?
It's marched on.
Nearly it's a third of the way through the year.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's just disappearing, isn't it?
I know. I know.
Oh, dear.
And recently you've bought a huge collection in.
Yeah, there's probably one of those in that collection too.
I'd imagine so.
Several, probably.
In stacks of five, in those sleeves. It's the most bizarre record collection storage.
It was odd, yeah. But, you know, there was some very, very unusual and rare stuff in there, wasn't there? So,
like this next one.
Like this next one. Although this wasn't stacked up in... with no sleeve. This did have a sleeve.
Yeah.
I think he understood this was worth a little bit of money.
Yeah.
And in fact, this is the rarest UK issue on of a Buddy Holly 78. It's actually on Brunswick rather than on Coral or Faux Coral. There was only two issued on Brunswick.
There was.
This one and Rock Around with Ollie V.
Yeah.
Which I think we played last time.
We did. Yeah, yeah we did.
So we thought we'd play this one. This is the rarest of them and usually goes for somewhere between £300 and £500. So don't drop this one down.
I won't do. No.
And this is Blue Days, Black Nights.
Black nights, blue tears keep on falling for you, dear. Now you're gone. Blue days, black nights, my heart keeps on calling for you, dear. And you alone. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me. But now you're gone, and I am left here all alone with the blue memories I think of you. Gone, and I am left here all alone with
the blue memories I think of you. O'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock. Tonight, put your glad rags on. Join me home.
Isn't
not at all very difficult, very hard to find, yet it's one of the classic records you think of when you think of the wartime music, don't you? You know, but it just doesn't turn up, copies of this regularly go for three figures on auction sites, and this is a copy that's in auction at the moment, actually. What are we talking about? Well, this is from 1939, 1940. It's Vera Lynn, and it's the Bluebirds.
Over the White Cliffs at Dover.
Indeed.
So listen.
I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. For when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
It's one of several records from the wartime that people might think, oh, there must be hundreds of thousands of copies of that. Yeah, but there isn't,
there,
is
there? There isn't. It's quite hard to find. Well, money was tight, of course, during the war, and people just didn't have money to go out and buy it. And you couldn't buy them. They weren't around, you know. They were. That many pressed up, and as you could hear from that, the quality of the shellac wasn't particularly good either.
No,
because they were using recycled material and diluted material with stuff added,
slate and chalk and all sorts of things.
Just to make it go further, because I mean, shellac is imported from the Far East, and of course, getting the stuff during the war was a bit difficult.
Mm.
So they had to live off the reserves.
Yeah, which was normally old records from the 20s crashed up.
But if you do find a record from the wartime, chances are it could be this one. If you find a Glenn Miller in a record box, it's usually this one, you know, if you come across one. It's a double A-side. On one side, it's the very famous Moonlight Serenade, which I think we've played on the show before.
We have.
And it's backed on this version with American Patrol, which and I think it's a reissue because the original was on Regal Zonophone, which was issued in 39, and this was issued at the end of the war, sort of mid 40s. So this is Glenn Miller and his orchestra with American Patrol.
I apologize for the drops, but it's coming out of Harborough. That's where the droppage is. I've got solid here, but they're not. So bear with us. Maybe it'll clear up. There were the problem.
still a great record, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Even though it sold millions, you've got to say there's something about it.
It sold millions for a reason, though, didn't it?
Yeah, the same as Rock Around the Clock, and the same as the Zither song, you know. Mm. So we don't play them very often, and it's easy to knock a good music that's been very, very popular. And they still do it today, you know. When as soon as an artist or band gets really popular, people start to knock them, you know. But yeah. You know, their music is good, you know.
It's all record if they. Sell a lot of copies in most cases. They sell because they're good.
Yeah, popular. Well, if you disagree, you can contact us and let us know. You can email us studio@harborfm.co.uk. We can text us on 60300, start the message with HFM and then leave a space. And you can do all sorts of other things, I think.
iPhone, Androidy, window things.
That sort of thing.
However they work, I'm not sure.
Yeah, or you can. Sort of put a message on a Shellac Collective Facebook page, and we can see that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, this next one, Answer Bank record.
Well, it is, yeah. I think the big hit was by Gene Black in the UK, but this is a version by Lynn Burton, who was from a singing group called the Burton Sisters, who were managed and produced by Bob Merrill. Now, Bob... Merrill is a very interesting chap because he was the second most successful songwriter of the 50s in the UK charts. He wrote things like Doggy in the Window, Honeycomb, Jimmy Rogers, Mambo Italiano, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Love Makes the World Go Round, The Kid's Last Fight, Tina Marie. Oh, he wrote so many. I mean, I could go on listing his songs. You'd be amazed, and he produced the Burton Sisters, who were American singing act, and they used to tour around the States, particularly in some of the harder places to get to, and were very popular at the time. And Lynn Burton was one of the sisters, and there's some fascinating YouTube videos of Lynn and some of her sisters talking about those early days when they used to go touring just after the war. Part-time period, performing throughout the US. So, yeah, an interesting listen. Check it out. So this is Lynn Burton with a very rare record, I think, especially on 78, because it would have come out in...
60.
Yeah, 60, 61, of the Answer record. Records to Jim Reeves. He'll have to stay.
He'll have
and
to come.
I love the lyrics to this. It's really it is a good feminist record. This, and this is called He'll Have to Stay.
Last.
Yeah, I think it's a really good song, actually. A really interesting song.
Yeah.
And, a really good reply to he'll have to go.
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of chauvinist attitude that men just expect to, you know.
Yeah, there's a breeze back in. Oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Clear off, mate. I've got somebody else in now.
Yeah.
He'll have to stay.
No. It doesn't work like that, does
oh,
it?
Okay.
Not always, anyway. Yes. If you were... Again, if you dig through a box of records, there's a good chance you'll find a copy of this next one.
Again, this sold a lot of records.
Yeah, this was a UK number one. And originally, it was The Other Side that was released as the A-side.
Mm.
people caught on to the B-side. And this is Teresa Brewer.
Mm.
And her big hit, Music, Music, Music.